All right, with Kate Fox at Destination Salem, and Kate, February blown by. How did the you had a couple of events in February, and one was the Chocolate Festival, which I wanted to come to but couldn't. How'd that go?
It went very well. It was very successful. We had over 24 ice sculptures installed around Salem.
With the weather, you had ice sculptures?
And it was the one weekend where it was cold enough for ice sculptures. The Turner's ice sculpture actually lasted for a solid week and was beautiful, but they illuminated them for the first time this year. So Saturday night of the festival, a professional and local light company came out and put LED lights on all of the sculptures, they were really beautiful.
Excellent.
So first weekend in February, mark your calendars to come back next year.
I'll have to do that. All right, now I saw as I was coming into Salem today, there's still a pennant over the square that talks about a beer festival.
Oh, there is. There's a, I think it was last week, though. I think that it already happened. There was an event, a beer festival to benefit Salem firefighters at Tavern in the Square. I'm pretty sure it happened the end of February. Separate from Destination Salem. Always something going on, and all of these events can be found on our calendar at salem.org.
Okay. That's what we're here for. You went away last month, or the month before, somewhere. You was at some place. Where'd you go, in Arizona or the Congo? I don't know. Where'd you go? There was some kind of deal. What was that?
It was just like Arizona or the Congo. I was in Kentucky.
Close enough.
Louisville, Kentucky, at the American Bus Association Marketplace, and that's where we go to market Salem as a destination for group tour.
What does that mean? Tell me what that means. And that is, so you meet with other people and they take it back to their parts of the country?
Yep. I had meetings with 54 tour operators and travel agents who go back and sell to their clients, be they seniors, students, all ages, who are coming into Salem as group tours. So when you see all the buses come into the region, they're not just doing Salem. They're coming from all over the place, and they come in and do the history, the sites, the attractions, have a meal, go shopping. They head up to Gloucester during the season. They're going out whale watching. They're going to the different attractions. They do the shopping in Bearskin Neck and Rockport. And then they head up, either head north or they head west and go to Lexington and Concord and have a great itinerary in Massachusetts.
Wow, you could work for the state with that promo. My goodness, you included everybody. But buses come from other states. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. They come. One of our largest drive markets is Ohio, and then the Mid-Atlantic, Pennsylvania. So we get a lot of groups who come up. You look at the cruise industry and all the cruise passengers we have that come up, either the ships coming into Salem now or the many, many ships that come into Boston. And then we have shore excursions that come up on buses. And they're coming from all over the place.
That's cool.
Texas. We have a big draw from Texas, California. People all over the world love Salem, love New England.
Oh, well, of course. Of course, what's not to love? All right, so we've got, we talked about in the video, you've got the film festival starting this week, and that's a little bit different take. It's not your theatrical movies.
No, it's documentary, and documentarians from all over the world. The selection committee does an amazing job of bringing movies in that are going to present different interpretations on different cultures everywhere. And they have great partners in the Peabody Essex Museum and all the different local sponsors who are both hosting movies, their venues, and then they're also hosting the talkbacks with the directors after the movies. This year, we also have a mini film fest happening simultaneously at the National Park. The Visitor Center on Liberty Street is doing a little film festival with just films about national parks. So more documentaries, but all about the national parks across the country, and that is in acknowledgement of the centennial of the national parks in America.
My head is spinning here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and what's coming up in the near term as we approach spring?
There's so much going on in Salem, so I'm going to tell you you have to go to salem.org. But immediately we have the Film Fest. After that, we have Restaurant Week, which starts March 13th to 17th, and then 20th to 24th. And then the Salem Award for Human Rights and Social Justice is given on March 20th, and that's going to a woman from Swampscott named Ann Driscoll, who has done a lot on social rights, human rights issues, Ann Driscoll. And that information, all of it's on salem.org. And then we go into spring. We have a festival every month, so poetry festival, arts festival, there's always something.
All right. We'll link to that, obviously, on our post. Okay, now, this is coming from left field, out of the blue. We didn't talk about this in our pregame, so feel free to say go away. I was thinking as I was looking at the program, the guide for this year, that there are so many events in Salem that are promoted, they're in the calendar and so on, but there are also hidden gems. There are, uncut diamonds, as it were. And what I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, is I'm going to ask you, and you're promoting everything, I understand that, but I want to ask you, maybe each time we get together, to think of one place that maybe hasn't had a lot of notoriety, but that is really good to visit, good to know about. And it could be anything. It could be a bus stop, a school, a restaurant, whatever it might be, just a scenic vista, because there's so much to see on the North Shore, but particularly in Salem. So can we do that, do you think?
Absolutely. You want me to start now?
I do. That was the whole idea. So that's why I talk so long, to give you let it process.
No, there are a lot of hidden gems, or just gems that certain people might love. Since it's March, some places are closed during the winter. Not all of them. That's not a reason to stay away. But the Phillips House on Chestnut Street is open weekends. It's part of historic New England, and it is one of my favorite sites in Salem because it interprets the Phillips family, their life, and their servants' lives in the house from the time the Phillips moved in 1912. It's our little Downton Abbey. It's the only house on, and it's not little, but the only house on Chestnut Street that's open to the public, and they do a beautiful job of interpreting the history from a social perspective.
Were they of English extraction? Were they,
no. And I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't know all the details, but the Phillips family is really, really interesting in several generations.
Okay.
So there's, and they collected amazing souvenirs from around the world. There's a lot of Polynesian connections. It's a McIntyre house, so you have the Samuel McIntyre, and the house was, half of the house was part of the original Oak Hill estate over where North Shore Mall is now. So several rooms are in the new wing of the MFA. And several rooms are here, and the rest of the house was built around it. So there's a great divorce story. There's, part of the social history is why the house was divided in two and split between the MFA and Chestnut Street.
Oh. So that's what I'm talking about. All right,
so
I want to do that. The Phillips House. Okay, finally, I was thumbing through the guide, and we don't have to talk specifically. We can, but again, this guide is amazing. It's out or will be out?
It is out. It's available. You can request it. We'll send it to you for free on salem.org. And if you're in Salem, you'll find it at the visitor center, hotels, attractions, all over the place.
And one of the things that caught my eye, which just kind of really amazed me, and now I can't. It's called a past life regression specialist, and there's actually a certification guided by a certified past life regression therapist. So, if it's in Salem, if it's something you want, you can find it in Salem.
Absolutely, and it's I have not personally done a past life regression, but I like to say you can look back, you can go get a psychic reading, and look forward. You have a lot of opportunities in Salem,
and you can enjoy the present.
Absolutely,
there you go. All right, that's Kate Fox, Destination Salem.